The Ice House. Humans have always needed to find refreshment, especially during the summer months, through the consumption of cold food and drink. In the past, they made use of what nature provided, snow, which was considered a precious commodity. In temperate countries, the use of snow was widespread for both food and medical purposes. It was used to make sorbets and drinks, to preserve food, and to provide a valuable reserve of drinking water during droughts, as well as to treat fevers, abscesses, bruises, etc. To get a better idea of how ice houses were used, take a look at the model. Snow was collected in special rooms, known as ice houses. In Italy, ice houses came in different shapes and sizes, depending on the geographical area in which they were located and on local needs. In the Murge Plateau, where Matera is located, ice houses took various forms. Here you can see a large barrel vault with a small wooden door at the side, which was used to collect ice, while snow was fed through holes at the top of the vault. Before depositing the snow, a layer of pebbles, followed by bundles of sticks, were placed on the floor of the ice house, both to prevent the ice that formed at the bottom from sticking to the floor, and to facilitate the flow of water into the system below as the snow melted. Several layers of compressed snow, 20 to 30 centimeters in height, were then built up, interspersed with layers of branches and dry leaves. This kept the deepest layer cold and acted as an insulator, enabling the snow to be stored until the arrival of warmer weather and making it easier to remove blocks intended for sale. Two types of snow were sold: white snow for food and medical use, and raw or black snow for other uses. Prior to the unification of Italy, several articles in Law 77 of 1816 laid down the conditions for the sale of snow. From the early 20th century, the supply of snow was replaced by the production of industrial ice, up until the introduction of domestic refrigerators. This marked the end of an era of folk traditions, which gave way to industrial progress. You are welcome to continue your visit in the adjacent rooms.